Well, the political preferences among Americans shifted from Democrat to Republican over the course of 2021, according to a new Gallup survey mirroring the popularity of President Biden and former President Trump. On a day when the Detroit News has an editorial that starts off in the headline, "Biden is starting to sound like Trump." Now, that's not exactly what this is talking about, but I just thought it was an interesting coincidence. The guy reporting on all of this for us is Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Jeff, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Hey, Paul.
What's going on here? A shift by the country from people who said they were Democrat or preferred Democrats to now saying they... In the first quarter last year, 49% of Americans said they identified as a Democrat or a lean Democrat independent, while 40% said they were a Republican or a lean Republican independent. By the way, what is a lean Democrat or a lean Republican?
Well, perhaps an independent, and you know, just kind of shifting with the wind on views and you know, people that kind of align more with Democrats, just kind of a sort of center left, center right, and the spread is now 14 points toward the GOP, with more people, as you mentioned, now aligning themselves with Republican or leans Republican, with the president losing support from virtually every group of Americans who voted for him just a year ago. That would include Hispanics, moderate Democrats, African Americans, and independents. The question is why.
Well, one reason, and this is not, I know it sounds totally political, but it's not a political note to say he has failed miserably at most everything he said he was going to do as president.
Well, yeah, I was going to say inflation has exploded. Everything costs more if you can get it. I mean, these are things that touch real people, and they can feel these things. Gas prices over a dollar more than they were this time last year after the president blocked domestic oil production. Interest rates are going up. The Afghanistan withdrawal disaster, lockdown, virus mandates, trampling on freedoms, and a promise to get control over the virus that not only didn't materialize, but that's gotten worse. With limited to no tests, out of control crime in major cities, and if you question any of that, you're a bigot, or you're anti-science, or you're canceled. And then, you know, I mean, in your state, Michigan, Democratic Party leading that post that questioned the parents' role in schools.
Oh boy,
you know that matters to people, and these things are compounding, and so you know when you add them all up, I think people are beginning to look elsewhere. I mean, even the mainstream media is picking up and picking on the president at this point. So it's not been a good time for President Biden.
And he was their candidate, period, in every way, shape, or form. They let him hide in the basement, and they did everything else to demonize anyone else who might be running against him, including, of course, President Trump. So it's interesting to see what's happening. Now, will the Republicans snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, you know, we're talking about the midterms in the short term, and then probably 2024 in the long term. That's 3 years away. But even the midterms, I mean, there's so much that can happen between now and the midterms. But you know, Democrats really are at a loss at this point in terms of any sort of reset ahead of the upcoming State of the Union speech. That should be interesting. But, you know, what does he have? He's got division, divisiveness. I think people are shifting away from that. And they were tired of it with Trump, and they're getting tired of it with Biden.
I tell you, the January 6th speech by the president was such a letdown. I really foolishly, naively believed he was going to do what he always said he was going to do, bring us together. He would have a unification, a speech that would bring this hurting nation together, that we're all in this together. But no, he used it as a political hammer against a guy that the Democrats are obsessed with and scared to death of, which is causing some people who never took him too seriously to start thinking about taking Donald Trump seriously.
Yeah. You know, one of President Trump's problems was that, you know, people just didn't like him as a person, not necessarily his policies, especially pre-COVID. The economy was roaring pre-COVID, and then this thing came, and here was a guy who said, "I'm going to end this virus. We're gonna be done," and that didn't happen. And you see Australia, and you see other countries where they're literally locking people in their homes in what's supposed to be free countries, and I think people see that too. And there's a fear out there. You know, I don't know where we go, Paul, but as far as it goes for the president and the Democratic Party, they need something. They need some sort of win. And I'm not sure at this point with the division in Congress how they're going to be able to pull that off and get it done.
Well, they're looking hard for it, that's for sure. The thing that you mentioned earlier that I'm surprised, but I guess it's at the speed of the Internet now that you're even talking about the Democrats in Michigan deleting the post over the parents' roles, but they apparently don't realize that once it's there online, it's there forever. And to prove how wrong they were, they tried to pull the idea that the parents shouldn't have a say in deciding what the teachers should be teaching. I mean, it goes on and on, some of these things. On the other hand, there was Donald Trump, President Trump, doing one of his, I went back and forth to it because it seemed to last forever, rallies somewhere.
Arizona.
And he talked about how tough things are because of the supply chain. And he said, we never even heard of supply chain until now. Well, Mr. President, we still haven't heard of supply chain until you called the supply chain supply chain. And that, I thought that was so Donald. And from there, he talked about how it was a good thing because people could use the excuse that things weren't available. Like when you go to Tiffany now, you can come home and say, I'm sorry, honey, I wanted to buy you a ring, but Tiffany didn't have any rings because of the supply chain. Well, the problem there is how out of touch it is to believe that any large percentage of America is buying anything at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
We aren't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not. And so, you know, an unforced error. I mean, we've seen unforced errors on both sides. But it was interesting to note the crowd, the support. The president telling people not to chant "Let's go, Brandon" at his rally in Arizona. Perhaps that's a precursor to a softer and gentler Trump as he emerges in 2024, which is expected. You know, we'll see. It's an ugly place, politics, at this point. But you know, the real things, the tangible things that people put their hands on, it's their pocketbooks. It's, you know, it's home, it's heart, it's health, and you know, all categories. You know, check them off. They're in trouble at this point, and people feel that, people see it, and that's how they're going to vote. And so we'll see what happens.
And Jeff, the other thing that we'll have to watch is just how severe the brewing battle between President Trump and Governor DeSantis is. Will they destroy each other? Which is always an opportunity for that to happen because the war apparently has been declared. Fascinating.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is fascinating, but be careful what you read in the headlines. I mean, it's not all, you know, so the theory is that that's a setup. By many in the media trying to you know, create division. And so, you know, I don't know too much about it, other than that there are people saying that this is not what it is. I'd be interested to hear more from DeSantis on it.
Yeah.
But that's where we are in politics. You know, it's hard to know what to believe, when to believe it. As far as the virus, same thing, what to believe, when to believe it.
Yeah,
so it's an ugly place, and people are frustrated.
That is the truth. A final note there, right on, spot on, and I hadn't even thought about this being just the mainstream media trying to protect their candidates on the Democrat Party ticket. All right, Jeff, you always do a great job. We always love having you on. Thanks much.
Thanks, my friend.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor.